According to the annual Women in the Workplace report from McKinsey and Company, 42% of women and 35% of men reported feeling burned out often or almost always in 2021, compared to 32% of women and 28% of men last year. If you Google burnout and well-being, about 40,700,000 results come up. Burnout and well-being is a hot topic right now. But when you look at all those articles, most of the articles are dealing with the employees and your team members. They're not talking about you, you as the leader and the manager. What happens when you're facing burnout and you're not taking care of your well-being? That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. So as a leader with big goals, which I know you have, you may find yourself in a place of a struggle as we're nearing the end of 2021. And in fact, I found myself in the same struggle. I normally am all gung-ho for the big push for the end of the year. I love that sprint to the finish. That's where I tend to thrive. But a few weeks ago, I had a crash and burn moment, and I realized that this year, it may be more about the pause than it is about the push to finish. And I'm going to share with you a very vulnerable story about that crash in just a few moments. But it just got me thinking and just observing and listening to my friends, my peers, other people that I was talking to about this course I was going to do for the big push for the end of the year. And I realized I wasn't the only one feeling this need to have a pause more than the push. And often the struggle is an internal one, because on the one hand, we want to push through, we want to finish those big goals that we set at the beginning of the year. But on the other hand, we feel this deep drive to pause and take time off and just recenter ourselves. And if you're feeling like I am right now and you need a pause, this podcast episode is totally for you. Now, if on the other hand, you're feeling like, you know, I'm in a good place, I am ready for the push, I've got it going on, I'm feeling great physically and emotionally, then I encourage you to keep on pushing. You've got it. And some years, that's what it feels like. But I would still, a word of caution, say, listen to this whole episode right now, just in case you're missing some of the signposts along the way. And if you don't need this now or in the next 6 weeks as we finish up 2021, you might need the tips that I share or the information that we're going to talk about today going into the new year. Because at some point or another, we're all going to face a burnout. We're all going to face that feeling of being just overwhelmed. And we need to watch out for our own well-being, for ourselves, for our careers, for our jobs, and most importantly, for those we love. But again, if you are like me and you're starting to feel like, wait, is this what I need to do or do I need to pause right now? And you're feeling the same struggles that perhaps, you know, that you've been ignoring some signs. And I definitely was ignoring some signs recently, and it didn't end well. And again, I'm going to get to that story in just a minute. So my hope and prayer is that this episode, inside this episode, that you will, number one, Learn the signs to look for to know if you need to pause. Because if you don't, if you miss those signs, you are headed straight towards a major crash. And I don't want that for you. Number two, you'll get some tips to help you get through the next 6 weeks taking care of you without guilt or worry of what will happen with your business if you do hit the pause button. And number three, you're going to get a clear vision of what's ahead when you take time off for you. And actually, I shouldn't even say time off because we're not talking about totally taking time off and stepping away from things. We're just pausing a little bit. We're just slowing down a little bit. So that being said, because I'm speaking to you, the leader, today, I am going to have a future episode because we're going to spend the next 6 weeks really talking about well-being and burnout and how to avoid it and what to do when it does show up, because it's real and it's rampant right now. So there will be another episode that will talk about how to look for these signposts with your team. But again, today, I want this to be all about you. You as the leader, you as the manager, you as the owner of your own business. Okay, so are you ready for my very honest and raw and kind of vulnerable story, as Brené Brown would share, say to do? And that's not easy for me. First of all, I'm just going to throw that out there. Being vulnerable is not my thing, but I feel like I need to be in this episode to really give the groundwork for what I'm sharing. And this last month of October, so I am recording this podcast on November 9th, 2021. Most of you will probably hear it next week. So we're just coming off of October. And this past October was truly an insane month for myself and my family. It was physically and an emotionally exhausting month. And more so than even normal, because Octobers generally aren't a great month for me. Almost 20 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer in October. It was October 2012. And ever since then, October just tends to be a month that I feel a little edgier. I don't feel emotionally as balanced as I normally am. I'm normally a pretty balanced, you know, stable person. And as much as I love the change of the seasons and the fall colors and sweater season and all the great things that come with fall and football, October can sometimes just be an emotionally charged, draining month for me. And I'm aware of that now. My husband's aware of that now. Honestly, sometimes we know that going into October. Sometimes it hits me mid-month. And sometimes I get through the month, it's like, oh, okay, that's why I was kind of feeling like that. So it's always a weird month for me. But this past October was definitely filled with a lot of emotions and a lot of experiences, good, bad, in between. And I'm not going to go through all the details of it, but just know it was a roller coaster of emotions. It was full of highs and lows. Every week involved travel of some sort, some for work, some for fun, some for family emergencies, some trips were planned, some were totally unexpected. October also brought about a lot of letting go of some things that we loved, letting go of people we loved, letting go of relationships that meant a lot to me. It was full of a lot of disappointments and changes. It was full of a lot of fun as well. So it was just like so, all I can say is just that emotional roller coaster. And I honestly thought I was handling it all okay until the day I didn't. And again, I'm going to spare you all the details, but it just wasn't a pretty day. And suffice it to say, I had a lot of displaced emotions that came out as anger to my husband for something that wouldn't normally have even bothered me. Or if it had bothered me, it wouldn't have bothered me that much. And I kind of let it just go. But this day, I let it get to me. And because I wasn't in a healthy state of mind to begin with. And unfortunately, My husband had also experienced the same similar type of October, so he was also feeling overwhelmed. And instead of being sympathetic to my displaced anger, he had displaced anger back at me. So as you can imagine, if you're married, you know this, maybe you've experienced this before. It was pretty rough 24 hours for us. And I have to say, we've been married almost 36 years, and this was the first really bad argument we've had in a long, long, long time. This is not our norm, and it didn't feel good. And luckily, obviously, we got through it, and we're better on the other side. But what we both realized is that we both exploded because we had been burdened by all these emotions of the previous month. We were both emotionally and physically burnt out and exhausted from life. And it wasn't until we exploded that we felt the need, we finally came back together and really talked about what was really going on. Because we both knew the argument we had wasn't really what was the issue. And we came out on the other side better than ever, stronger than ever. But here's the thing. I want to share this with you, and I'm sharing this scenario because this might be what's in store for you if you don't look for the caution signs right now. Those caution signs that are telling you to pause. And I don't want you to have to get to the point that I got to before I listened to the before I realized, like, whoa, okay, now I hear you, God. Now I hear you, universe. It is time to pause. So let's go through. I'm going to give you three caution signs and then one major sign to look for or be aware of to know when it's time to just take a pause, hit the pause button and regroup. And then we're going to go into 10 things you can do when you do realize it's that time, that season that you just need to pause. And it's not the season to push right now. So the first yield sign, and some of these, you know this, like most of what I'm sharing today is not something new. It's not extraordinary. It's really not even new thoughts. They're things you probably already know, but they're just sometimes we need to hear it again, right? We forget these things that we know. So the first caution sign, the first yield sign, as we'll call it, is just that one of feeling overwhelmed. Or do you have that feeling like the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Do you know that you've kind of taken on more than you should? And did you overcommit to people and to things and projects? So that's an easy one. If you're just starting to feel overwhelmed in just the beginning stages of that overwhelm feeling, I would just say right now, just take that pause and say, can I delegate something? Can I just totally dump something? Are there things that I've been doing or thought I could do that I really don't even need to do? Or can I delay it until the next year or another season? So that one's kind of easy to take care of right away. But if we miss that one, there's another caution sign up ahead. And this caution sign is one that shows up as just that lackluster energy towards a project. So is there a project that you've taken on that you thought you really wanted to do, but now you're starting to just kind of regret the whole project? That instead of showing up excited to work on it, it's like you show up with a lot of dread. You know, for me, I was going to do a workshop. In fact, you probably heard me talk about it a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. I had a 6-week push type of thing we were going to work on and how to wrap up the new year and get ready for the new year. And I was excited about it. But after all this time and this angst and the explosion with my husband, I realized it was not the right timing. I didn't have the energy to go into it. I didn't have the energy to promote it. And also, I was starting to sense from those that I was sharing about it that they were feeling like they needed a pause and not a push right now. And you know what? I just canceled it. I just upright canceled it. Now, it was a major decision. And I, you know, talked to my husband about it because we're back on the men's now. Talked to a coach about it and just did some soul searching. And we all agreed it was okay to say, this doesn't feel right. I'm not going to do it anymore. So I just canceled the whole event. But here's the really cool thing. So here's what happened. So I decided to go ahead and cancel this group workshop that I was going to do for 6 weeks. That was a few days ago. Yesterday, I had three clients reach out to me who wanted to work with me and do it in a way that felt totally in alignment with me. They were looking for one-on-one coaching or doing a workshop in the future. So by me letting go of something that no longer served me well and no longer was going to serve others well because the energy I was bringing into it wasn't good and healthy, I was able to free up space to have what feels good come into my world. So letting go frees up space to give you more of what you really want. And I know it's hard, but it's so fun when you do that and you realize like, oh, if I had held on to this, it wouldn't have felt good and I wouldn't have the space to have these other things come into my life. So another sign is physical ailments. This is a biggie. If you miss the first two caution signs, you're going to have this third sign show up. And this is where you start suffering not just emotional stuff, but physical aches and pains, headaches, maybe major illness. This is starting to be a major caution sign that you need to hit the pause button, that you need to look at what can you change so that you don't get burnout. And study after study shows that burnout can lead to physical illness. Google that one and you'll see 18,400,000 results pop up on burnout and physical illness. So while we're talking about the caution sign of physical ailments, I wanted to share with you something that I've incorporated into my routine that was created by a Silicon Valley investor and entrepreneur called, his name is James Bechara, and he had hit that caution sign. He actually was suffering from overwhelm, burnout at work. Ended up in the ER with a heart condition. And his doctor told him it's caused by two things. One was stress at work and in his life. And two was from excessive caffeine. And he told James, you really need to cut down on the caffeine. He was drinking 6 cups of coffee a day or more. So James spent some time working with scientists and researchers to create what's called Magic Mind. And I was introduced to this a couple of weeks ago, and I really, really have enjoyed it. And I was looking for something that would help me with brain fog and just getting more clarity and a little more energy throughout my day. And what I love about Magic Mind is not only does it do all of that, but it's made with all natural ingredients like adaptogens to help decrease stress. That's what we're talking about today, right? Nootropics to help boost blood flow and cognition. Matcha to help keep you focused. It's lighter on caffeine. This is not an energy drink. It has minimal caffeine in it from the matcha tea. And also, you don't have to quit your cup of coffee. You drink it alongside of it. Now, if you drink 6 cups of coffee a day, like James is, the great thing is you can do 1, maybe 2 cups of coffee and then have your shot of the Magic Mind right alongside it. And it boosts up the benefits of the caffeine more consistently throughout your day. You'll be able to crush your to-do list or just have more peace of mind throughout your day. It just helps fight off the brain fog and that fatigue. There are even some days now I don't even need my afternoon nap because of my Magic Mind. So the cool thing is you can just drink it as a quick little shot. I'm not a real fan of the taste of it, so I do like the little shot. Some people like to sip it as a tea, totally up to you. And I've been able to secure a code and a discount for you guys as my listeners. So if you want to give Magic Mind a try, just head over to www.magicmind.co/uncharted. Use the code UNCHARTED20 and you'll get 20% off your first order. So again, it's www.magicmind.co/uncharted. The code's UNCHARTED20 for 20% off. I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's magicmind.co/UNCHARTED, Uncharted20 for your 20% off. And if you give it a try, let me know what you think. Then that leads us to the fourth sign. So if you miss those first three caution signs that it's time to hit the pause button, you're going to get the major one. And this is the one that is the big sign that reads road out ahead. And I don't recommend that you ignore the sign like something out of Dukes of Hazzard and go for the jump over the road out. And if you don't know Dukes of Hazzard, because you're under 30, YouTube it or ask your parents about the show and what I'm talking about. This is the biggie. This is where if you've ignored the other signs, it's going to end up in a major, major problem, as it did for me with the big fight with my husband. I ignored the other three signs and I went past the emotional overwhelm, the lackluster energy, and the frequent headaches into the big explosion. And again, I don't want you to get there. So look for those other signs first. But if by chance you happen to get there like I did, make sure you, again, just take time to really evaluate, what are you really upset about? What's really happening underneath here? Apologize if you blew up on someone you love. But again, hopefully you just won't even get here. So what do you do? Okay, maybe you're rehearing this and you're thinking, okay, Sherry, I'm seeing the caution signs. I'm getting it. What can I do about it? You're right. I need to take a pause instead of the push right now. So these are 10 things you can do to help you get through this pause season, feeling like you still were productive, still feeling like you're going to go into the new year better than ever, ready to accomplish whatever comes your way. So number one, just really be honest, evaluate what you're really feeling. Again, as Brené Brown would say, now is the time to get vulnerable with yourself and those closest to you. Let them know what's really happening emotionally for you. And I know this is hard to do. It's hard for me too, but it's better now to build the bridge than have the bridge explosion and the road out scenario play out. Number two, be honest with what you really need right now. So the first one was evaluate how you're really feeling. Now be honest with what you really need and be okay saying, you know what? I do really need this pause right now and I need to be okay with it. And I need you to be okay with it. And you need others to be okay with it. Third thing is discover something I love. This is new to me, and it's called hygge, and it's H-Y-G-G-E. I first heard this word on a post from Marisa Corcoran. Shout out to Marisa. She's a copy coach. And she posted it. I was like, what is hygge? And I looked it up. And according to the Visit Denmark website, they said hygge is hard to explain and even harder to pronounce. And yes, it is very hard to pronounce. But it's a Danish word that has exploded in popularity around the world. It translates roughly to coziness, but it means so much more than that. So what is hygge really? In essence, hygge means creating a warm atmosphere and enjoying the good things in life with good people. The warm glow of candlelight is hygge. Cozying up with a loved one for a movie, that's hygge too. And there's nothing more than hygge than sitting around with friends and family discussing the big and small things in life. Perhaps hygge explains why the Danes are some of the happiest people in the world. And again, that is from the Visit Denmark website. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? So maybe you can't go full out into hygge mode, but can you bring a few elements into your space? Or perhaps create a time that you're all in for it. But it's important to just find time and space to relax more. So investigate hygge. Step four, exercise. We know this. Let go of stress and bump up the production of your brain's feel-good neurotransmitters called endorphins. Make sure, even if it's a 15-20 minute walk every single day, especially if the sun is shining, soak up that vitamin D. We need vitamin D. On a side note, have your blood work tested. See if you're low on vitamin D. That goes wonders too, let me tell you. Number 5, sleep. Again, you know this. I'm just reminding you, get enough sleep. Get your 7 to 8 hours of sleep. This restores your mental and physical body. Put in a nap. Get your Huga blanket and take a nap if you need to in the middle of the afternoon just to restore yourself. And if you're not a good napper, hit me up in Messenger. I can give you all sorts of tips. I am the 20-minute nappy master. Number 6, watch your diet. And I am not going to tell you to diet right now and as if, you know, don't eat any of the sugar cookies that are about to hit the stores or all the delicious chocolate goodies. But eat to nourish your body and your soul. We know we need to watch our sugar and carb intake, but it's also important to really enjoy the food you eat. I'm all about great food and even better wine because life is too short to waste it on bad food and cheap wine. So watch your diet in a way that nourishes you, mind, body, and soul. Make it an experience. Splurge on the better quality of food and on the better beverages. Number 7, work on your mindfulness. This might be a great time to take up meditation or spend more time in prayer. Perhaps get out in nature is more your thing. Create that quiet space so that you can renew your mind. Number 8, this goes along with that. Turn off the noise. Get off of social media. Break the phone habit. That's something I'm so trying to work on. And turn off the TV. Replace this time with people time. Play a game with your spouse. Play a game with your kids. Reconnect with old friends. Make a phone call. So turn off the noise. Number 9, this goes right along with that. Make plans with those who matter most. Grab your calendar and carve out some non-negotiable time off. Plan out how the next 6 weeks are going to look. When can you sneak in a little getaway, perhaps? Or when are you going to spend time with the family for the holidays? Create those great spaces of time off together. Put it on the calendar so it's bound to happen. And then number 10, this is how you can do all of the above without the guilt or angst that you're going to lose momentum. Carve out time to plan and create. So instead of working hard on that push finish, spend this time reading, creating, and planning for the new year. What can you master over the next 6 weeks that's going to help you propel yourself into the new year? What can you create because you're not hearing the noise and you've gotten into meditation and you're really listening to all the ideas you already have inside of you? Let them come out and create something that's going to help you in the new year. Or what can you plan for the new year for your life and your business? So after all, once you take this time for your well-being, you will go into the new year with more calm, with better energy, more relaxed, and you will be ready to go to work on all the things that you've mastered, that you created, and you planned for the new year. So again, that last one, step number 10, should enable you to be okay with the pause, knowing that you're going to be so much better for it. And again, if you are in a push season, but you listen to this podcast anyway, thank you for that, first of all. But look out for the caution signs along the way. And just be aware if something says, you thought you needed to push, but maybe you need to pause. And if you keep on pushing, I hope you hit your goals. But do me a favor, put this podcast, tuck it away someplace, because you might need those 10 steps we just went over in January or February. You might need that cozy blanket we talked about and taking the pause earlier in the new year than those of us who do the pause right now. So my friends, I hope that this gives you some things to be aware of, things to look for, and things to do to put into action in a way as you take the pause. But reach out to me. Let me know. How are you feeling right now? What does it look like for you as we close out the next, you know, the next 6 weeks of the year? Are you pushing or are you going to be pausing? I would really, really love to hear from you. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.